Acting Public Protector Koleka Gcaleka briefed the media on Friday morning on finalized investigation reports. One was the CR17 investigation.
The PPSA investigated allegations that the President Cyril Ramaphosa violated the Executive Code of Ethics in that he failed to inform or provide evidence to all relevant investigative authorities regarding the alleged misuse of state funds for party political activities in order for them to investigate. The investigation follows a complaint lodged on the 26th of January 2022 and 7 February 2022 by Mr. Marvin Dirks, MP. The complaint is based on a leaked audio recording widely circulated in December 2029, wherein the President is allegedly heard saying that he was aware of how public funds were used for certain political campaigns within the African National Congress political party. Having analyzed Mr. Dirks' complaint, the PPSA decided to focus the investigation on whether the President violated the code in that he failed to inform all relevant investigative authorities that he had knowledge and evidence regarding the misuse of public funds for the 54th National Conference of the ANC, which was held in 2017.
The Public Protector's Office said the allegations against President Ramaphosa were unsupported.
It has been found that the allegation is unsubstantiated. Evidence obtained indicates that prior to the President making these utterances, it was widely reported, even in the Zondo Commission, which was public, on the misuse of public funds by the ruling party for party political gains. There is no evidence upon which the PPSA can find that the President contravened any provisions of the code. In the circumstances, the Public Protector of South Africa is satisfied that the utterances of the President in the audio was not in violation with the code. Accordingly, the investigation is closed. However, I wish to reflect on the response of the complainant, Mr. Dirks, to the discretionary notice. He is alleging that the PPSA is shielding the President from scrutiny. This allegation is unfounded. He says the President's leaked remarks arose as he was being asked about the funders of the CR17 campaign. It is crucial for us to emphasize that Mr. Dirks' complaint, as you will see in the report, was never about the CR17. In any event, we could not reinvestigate the CR17. Be that as it may, we agree with the Constitutional Court's confirmation in the Amabungani matter earlier on the Executive Code of Ethics regarding its unconstitutionality insofar as it does not require members of the executive who are subject to the code to disclose donations made to the internal party political election campaign. We look forward to the review and amendment to the code within the 12 months as set by the court.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.